You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I'm Bobby Burton, your host, joined by Jerry Hamilton. Jerry, you're back on the road again this week with some recruiting stuff. We're going to talk a little recruiting. We're also going to talk about the football practice that was held yesterday, as well as the basketball team's departure from the NCAA tournament. Baseball going again today at 1 o'clock. This is the Roundup Weekly, brought to you by our newest sponsor, Allegiant Digital Marketing. We'll talk about them a little bit later. Hey, Jerry, let's start with football.
Yeah.
Most people are very interested in what happened in Saturday's third practice. Obviously, there was no media window available to us, but it was a chance for a lot of high school coaches to actually see what the Longhorns had to offer in this season. And we talked to a few of those guys. What are some of the things that you heard going into that or over on the practice on Saturday?
A high school coach echoed the same thing we've been saying. The talent in the program is obvious. And for guys that have been through Texas at these coaching clinics over the years, it's very obvious that the talent level in the football program has gone up several notches under Steve Sarkisian. And we've talked about that. That's what we expect now. This is three straight top five classes, whether last year's was five or six, whatever. They're out knocking on the door. And 17 of those guys are on campus. And a large percentage of that last top five class is on campus. And your first top five class, they're juniors now. They're going into their junior year. And that 23 class, they're going into their sophomore year. So, and then you add the additions in the portal. Somebody again said Amari Nyblack, just very, very impressive. And look, the freshman safeties are making a little early noise. We had talked about Phil Simi. That he was doing very well in the January workouts leading into January and February workouts leading into spring practice. I was told that Jordan Johnson-Rebell and Xavier Filsimi were both third team yesterday. So both those guys making a little noise, right? I mean, it's not just one guy, it's both those guys. And they were behind second team safeties. Andrew Makuba, who's a transfer in, right, as expected. And then Jelani McDonald.
Yeah, McDonald, apparently, according to C.J. Vogel, we all have a little bit of different information. C.J. got some. You got some. We all talk to people, right?
Yeah.
C.J. saying that Jelani McDonald doing particularly well as a gunner right now on special teams. Really no surprise there if he and Trey Wisner aren't officially the gunners by the time fall rolls around in the punt team. That's like a position that's tailor-made. For Jelani McDonald, by the way, it's speed, ball skills, athleticism, and strength. Check, check, check. You know what I mean? That's kind of interesting. Some other news. CJ went really hard on Alex January in a good way. I should say hard. He and Daniel Cruz, apparently yesterday, according to someone he talked to, really mixed it up one-on-ones in practice. It was the first day of pads, by the way, in practice yesterday. January has lost 10 pounds since he showed up on campus. His athleticism apparently really being tested, and it's needed, right? Because we are concerned about Sidiris Mitchell's development. There's some thought that Sidiris Mitchell may be having we talked about his weight, but it may be more than just his weight. It may be some physical ailments that are compounding the issue there for Sidiris that we're going to be on top of. Andrew Makuba, another one. CJ mentioned, and then Brandon Baker as a right tackle, looking very, very good early in pass protection. I wanted to mention this on our YouTube community page, Jerry. I asked folks, who do you think right now is going to be the top freshman for the Longhorns? Two guys, both in the 40% range, Ryan Wingo, the wide receiver, and Colin Simmons, the edge. We've yet to hear much about Simmons, but downfield, Wingo has been a real problem for defensive backs and looked better than maybe expected. CJ reporting that the deep ball looking good. You and I were there on Tuesday. The deep ball looks so much better than it did a year ago. I mean, both Quinn is throwing it smarter. It's the trajectory isn't the moon ball. It's not a dart. It's got just the right amount of feather to it. Really looks good. So hopefully that all works. The team was going through a walkthrough at some point today, right? Not necessarily on the field or anything like that. Right. Going through a walkthrough. They'll be out there. And then they return to practice tomorrow. They go Monday, Wednesday, Friday this week instead of Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday that they went this past week. At least that's the current plans, always subject to change. All right, before we move on to Brandon Brown and some recruiting news that Jerry talked to Brandon post his visit, I want to say thank you to our newest sponsor, and that is the folks at Allegiant Digital Marketing. Did you know that among the top 9 challenges business owners face in their business is the most difficult ones are finding new customers, increasing brand awareness, digital advertising, and lead generation? What if I could point you to a local homegrown agency here in Austin that could solve those problems for your businesses once and for all? For more than 25 years, Allegiant Digital Marketing founder and CEO Chad Markham, a UT grad and instructor of the Digital Marketing Bootcamp here at UT Austin, has helped thousands of businesses overcome these challenges. Take advantage of their Hook 'em Horn special and save up to $2,500 in advertising today. Visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. That's AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball to learn more today. Thank you to them for sponsoring today's roundup. Hey, Jerry, the next piece, Brandon Brown. CJ went and talked to him on Friday. Then the big defensive line commit out of Ogalle, Florida. You talked to him on Saturday. What's going on there? His mom was in town with him. What's going on?
I actually spoke with his mom after Saturday morning. CJ had spoken with Brandon. I spoke with his mom just to get a different perspective. And what she said that was interesting to me, she said, Brandon had never been on campus at Texas. He'd been to A&M before. He'd never been to Texas. The family had never been to Texas. So this was their first visit to the University of Texas. And Brandon remarked to his mom, it was better than I thought. And he came with high expectations, right? So he didn't come in with low expectations of the place he's committed to. Bo Davis, those guys have been recruiting him for a long time before Bo went to LSU. Then Sarkisian, Banks, Tashard Choice went by the school in January. He's done his homework on Texas. So he was very impressed overall with the visit. He was actually on campus over 5 hours. It was supposed to be 4. So they stayed over 5 hours, five and a half hours. So the visit went longer. What Kenny Baker did that impressed both Brandon and his mom and family members was he had a cut of Brandon's good plays, positive plays, and negative plays. And that appealed to them. And from a player development standpoint, because as she said, she's been through recruiting before with her son that was a college basketball player. Too many people just want to tell you what you're good at in the good. And very few people will dig into what needs work or your negative plays. And so Kenny Baker had a full presentation with the good, the hit on the good, the hit on the negative plays, and a plan for what he needs to do this spring and senior season from technical standpoint to accelerate his development process. That went over very well with the family because that shows a genuine care for player development and developing her son. That's very important to people who have been through the recruiting process before already and kind of know how it goes. Steve Sarkisian just talked about how they want to keep building the rapport leading into this official visit in June. She thought the Brown family thought everything was very well organized. No missteps from an organization standpoint. Everybody kept flowed together. She said everybody worked well together from the recruiting staff, you know, which I think Taylor Searles kind of heads up a lot of that stuff on the visits through the coaching staff. And she also pointed out that the coaching staff was busy because of that coaching clinic. So the fact that they kept everything very organized, well put together, no missteps there. It was a very impressive visit for not just Brandon, but his family. Then they went to A&M yesterday with the California Power team. And again, the three official visits are Tennessee, Texas, and USC. LSU has a chance to get an official visit. He may be at LSU this weekend. He told CJ Vogel that. So we'll see if he makes that visit to LSU. But LSU and Florida are two others to watch for official visits. I still think while USC's in the picture, I'll still be surprised if Brandon doesn't play in the SEC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that it's out of all the things you said there. Yes, we're Texas wants Brandon Brown to stay committed and all this other stuff, but probably the most promising thing you said from a Texas standpoint was how Kenny Baker, the defensive line coach, was received. Yes. I mean, because that's going to be important. Floyd Guidry, by the way, a defensive lineman that had an offer from Texas but hadn't necessarily been prioritized by the Longhorns, committed to TCU yesterday. So, you know, Texas has to get after it in defensive line recruiting. Brandon Brown, one of those. It's that sort of thing. Anything else major right now that you're prepping for this week? Because I want this roundup to not just be about what happened last week, but also a little bit of a look forward as it relates to recruiting.
Yeah, so I think that April 6th is going to be a huge visit weekend for Texas, unofficial visit weekend. I think you're going to see a number of top targets. I think there will be over 20 combined four-star, five-star prospects on campus April 20th. That includes commits like KJ Lacy, right? Then you get into some of your top targets. They're going to be in town. I think we could end up adding Josiah Sharma to that list. I think he's expected, the defensive tackle out of Folsom, to visit here in April. So is that something we're looking for, adding to that prospect list, which is already very impressive? I do think Jordan Davison, another thing, Jordan Davison hasn't put out his official visit date yet, but I do believe June 21st through 23rd is when he'll make his official visit to Texas. We'll wait for Jordan to make that official, but I do think Jordan Davison will be on campus for his official visit June 21st through 23rd. Will he be in town for the spring game as well with Marcus Harris, a teammate at Mater Dei? That's on the table as well, but the official visit date, June 21st through 23rd, is what we expect. Another thing was, I think state of California, Bobby, is very interesting. Texas is even more so than they were in past classes with the addition of Johnny Nansen, who's recruited the state for years, whether it be at USC or UCLA or Arizona, right? Texas
or Washington with Sark.
Or Washington. Texas is doing extremely well in California. And we could probably get into the reasons, some of the reasons for that on another show, but it could be UCLA and USC moving to the Big Ten. That's not going to appeal to some kids. Texas moving to the SEC will appeal to some kids, right? And Texas is now the closest SEC program to California. I mean, so think about that from a Southern California perspective. But Hayden Lowe, the edge out of Oaks Christian and Westlake Village, he has two visits coming up to Texas, April 6th and a June 14th through 16th official visit. Texas is doing well with Mattia Tongay. I didn't pronounce that last name right, the linebacker out of San Clemente. Texas is doing well with him. See if they get Josiah Sharma on campus. 2026 quarterback Troy Hune is visiting on April 6th. So one of the top two quarterbacks on the board is visiting. Texas is doing very well in the state of California. And I think we're going to see that continue to be a pattern with the way this staff has been built by Sark. They're built for Southeast region recruiting, and they're built for state of California and state of Arizona recruiting.
Yeah, they really are, because look, I mean, you mentioned Nansen, who's always been a plus recruiter wherever he's been. Yep. So that's one of his things. But Chris Jackson is from modern day.
Yes.
And this is now his second year getting going. You know what I mean? So a lot, and then of course you have Sark himself, as well as Jeff Banks. Banks also with the ties in Arizona. All of those things.
PK's recruited the West Coast for years. It's a strong, and it's funny how timing works out, isn't it, Bobby? With USC and UCLA and Oregon moving to the Big Ten and Texas moving to the SEC, it's a great time for Texas to be on the up with a lot of connections in the state of California.
Okay, let's talk next about basketball. The basketball team got bounced yesterday from the NCAA tournament. It was not a pretty game, although it was a tight game, Jerry. Down the stretch in particular, Texas showed a lot of fight, losing 62-58. But Rick Barnes, I mean, he has a history of making games look ugly. That's just that's how Rick Barnes wins.
Him and Kelvin Sampson.
Yes. On Saturday night.
Yeah, Barnes and Kelvin Sampson do as good a job as anybody in college basketball of playing a rugged, rough game, trying to really kind of bully you physically. And that's on the perimeter and in the post. And so Tennessee was a better team than Texas. I think the thing that made this loss really tough is Tennessee had an off night shooting. Yes, Texas played really good defense, but Tennessee had more clean looks than Texas did. They just had an off night. Dalton Connect and Ziegler were 2 of 16 from 3 combined. And that wasn't just great defense by Texas. Tennessee had a lot of looks that they just did not connect on. So the score is a little misleading in that. And Texas played hard. They played good defensively. But, you know, you can't, Bobby, of all the games that were played yesterday in the NCAA tournament, Texas had the most turnovers. They had 17 turnovers. You cannot give away that many possessions in a round of two NCAA tournament game against a really good defensive team. You can't have three turnovers on inbounds plays. Tyrese Hunter had three turnovers, should have had four on inbounds passes. He traveled on an inbounds pass for the second year in a row in the NCAA tournament. He did against Miami last year when Miami was on one of those runs. And those are just, you can't give away that many possessions against a really good defensive team and truly expect to win. I mean, it just, if you just look at basketball, that doesn't happen. So from that standpoint, that was very disappointing for me, is because it was unforced turnovers. Yes, Tennessee is good defensively. Yes, Ziegler's a pest. But, you know, if you go back and watch the tape, 12 or 13 of those 17 turnovers are unforced. So self-inflicted wounds in around a 32 game against a team that's really good on defense already. And really the way they transpired in the first half got you behind the eight ball in the game. So you had to make a mad push just to get back into it and have a chance to win it. But look, I mean, I thought it was just an ugly game for Texas last night. There's no way around it. You can't turn the ball over 17 times, three of them on inbounds passes, and one with a travel. I mean, and really expect to come out on top in that game.
Going to be interesting what happens with Longhorns next year. Brock Cunningham leaves his time at the University of Texas as the winningest basketball player in university history. Congratulations to him. I know he had the extra COVID year and all that stuff, but still his dad, Ed, played at Texas in football. Yeah. Just, you know, Longhorn family through and through. Wish he would have ended up a little bit better, but hey, hats off to him. All right, before we go any further, we do want to talk a little baseball and then finish up with a football note as well. We want to say thank you to Allegiant Digital Marketing. Are you a business owner who struggles with the following? Finding new customers, consistent leads, finding marketing services to promote your business that actually work. Founder and CEO Chad Markham with Allegiant Digital Marketing, an Austin-based advertising agency, has helped thousands of business owners just like you for more than 25 years conquer these same challenges. So if you're ready to start making money in your business and grow with confidence, visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. Give it a try and get a free marketing plan. Plus, you can save up to $2,500 and advertising with their Hook'em Horns special today. That's AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. Remember, Chad is a UT grad and instructor of the Digital Marketing Bootcamp at UT Austin. Thanks, Chad and your team for your sponsorship of On Texas Football. Sounds pretty cool when a marketing group is actually sponsoring us. That's, yes, that's pretty cool.
That's great.
That. I appreciate that. He's also a big Longhorn fan, yep, as well. So I think that's part of it, but it is really nice. Again, AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. All right, Jerry, baseball real quick before we get back to football to finish it out. Baseball is 1-1 in the series with Baylor, 3-2 overall now in Big 12 play. They lost a heartbreaker on Friday in extra innings to Baylor, 4-3. They beat the tar out of Baylor on Saturday, 10-2. Today is the rubber match. We'll see exactly where that ends up, but that could have a bearing right now on where we think Texas ends up in the Big 12 rankings headed into the meat of their schedule beginning next week. Also, in football, I wanted to mention Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we believe, for the team to work out. Right now, no media availability, but we do expect to get some word here and there about what's going on. Jerry, my question for you is this. Immediate takeaways the first week of spring practice. Immediate takeaways for you.
From what I'm hearing, the offensive line is really ahead of where they were last spring at this time. And that shouldn't be a surprise necessarily. Kelvin Banks in that class of 2022, they're in year three. Jake Majors, year five, right? Hayden Connor, been with the program a long time. The 23 class of guys, those guys are now a year into the program almost, right? So it shouldn't be a surprise. Brandon Baker's really looking good at right tackle. He's going to push Kojo. But we've heard it multiple times that the offensive line is ahead of where they were last spring. That's a very good sign for the Texas team this year, because that should be a strength of this team too. A lot of experience, a lot of talent, a lot of quality depth. So that's a great first week takeaway for me because of how important it is protecting Quinn, opening up this offense for Steve Sarkisian fully. If offensive line plays at a high level, obviously that's really good news for Quinn. That's really good news for Sarkisian. Continue to hear Mari Nyblak is very explosive at the tight end position and could unlock some things in the passing game. Even Jatavion Sanders did not. Continue to hear the running back depth is very impressive on the 40 acres right now. In the safety position appears to be much improved from a year ago, just from an athleticism and depth standpoint. So those are three big takeaways right now.
Yeah, mine's the receiver group.
Yeah,
I think that there's more depth there than we even thought going in. With the addition of Ryan Wingo, Aaron Butler has looked good immediately. And then, frankly, DeAndre Moore. I talked with Brian Irwin about this yesterday, Jerry, Coach Brian Irwin, and the idea that DeAndre Moore has been the first person to practice a couple days, he's not going quietly into that good night. You know what I mean? He's going to fight a little bit, and he's so talented. It's going to be interesting who finds the ball there on offense. The other thing I would add is the development of Quinn Ewers on Wednesday at that pro day, Jerry. You and I were both there. Legit. He looked like it's not so much. He's always had that level of talent. But to be that consistent is a different level for him, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not a lot of missed. I mean, just. It was a thing. So, all right, that's going to do it for the roundup. We got a lot of stuff going on. We'll be back today, me, Jerry, as well as Rod Babers for the live stream at 7:00. Please join us for that. Get your questions in. Get your questions in. Talk whatever you want to talk. Mostly Longhorn football. All right, for Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. Thank you again to AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. Visit them when you get a chance for $2,500. Worth of free advertising. That's AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. Jerry, you have a good one, man. I'll see you tonight at 7.
All right, guys, hook 'em.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.